Praise Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, the power of Christ daily. 6th of August 2015, Doer of the Word, we are back to Doer of the Word, title, Determined That I May Know Him. Him is Jesus Christ. Determined. That's why in Philippians 3:10, Apostle Paul talks about it. For my determined purpose is, Apostle Paul's determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly, and that I may in the same way come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection which it exerts over believers. See, the issue is, but Apostle Paul, no, at a later stage in life, is saying, my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, because he is Jesus Christ, the husband of our souls. Perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person. I'm reading from Amplified Version. More strongly and more clearly. And that I may in that same way come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection, which it exerts over believers. The power of resurrection exerts over his believers. Now, we must remember, that's all in all in Christ. That is why another scripture after that, it says, John 14:13-15 says, if you ask for anything in my name, I will do it for you. Then the Father's glory will be shown through the Son. If you ask me, 14, for anything in my name, I will do it. 13 and 14, Jesus is repeating this, you know. If you ask for anything in my name, I will do it for you. If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. 13 and 14. Why? Father's glory will be shown through his Son. Verse 15, John 14:15, next verse says, if you love me, you'll do what I command. You'll do what I command. You'll obey my commandments if you love me. Now 13, 14, 15 are together. If you ask for anything in my name, I will do it. And he repeats this. If you ask for anything in my name, I will do it. And 15, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to ask today, for myself, I've been asking, now I'll continue asking, I'll ask with you, that what I'm going to ask, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask Holy Spirit to make my determined purpose is to know Jesus Christ deeply and intimately, so that I perceive and recognize and understand the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly. And in the same way, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that I come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection, which it exerts over me, a believer. I'm asking Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to do for me. I'm asking Father God to do for me, because I cannot do it. This is a wonder of Jesus Christ. We cannot change ourselves, but Jesus Christ will change us. We ask him and we meditate on this thing. I want to know him more intimately and deeply and progressively becoming more and more deeply. That's what Apostle Paul says in Amplified Version, the fuller description. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that my determined purpose is to know him more and more deeply and intimately, and to be acquainted with him, to be in him, perceiving, I'm already in him, to perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person. His person has got many wonders, the wonders of his person. He is wonderful God, loving God, died and rose again. And the resurrection power. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that I come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection. It's the resurrection power that settles us all. He died, rose again, and that rising again, the faith of Jesus Christ, I want to know more and more and apply automatically the faith of Jesus Christ. The glory of God is in me. I want to know more and more of that. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask this. And I pray you too will ask the same, because Apostle Paul asked for this. Yes, his determined purpose is to do this. And then in John 14, God, Jesus saying, ask anything in my name, I'll do it for you. He repeats it in 14. Ask anything in my name, I'll do it for you. And 15, it says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I want to keep my, in the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, make me keep the commandments of Jesus Christ. Make me, because I can't. I will, I'm willing. I want to keep it, because it's a prescription for me. Is a healing for me, is a remedy for me. So Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to make me keep all the commandments of Jesus Christ, so I'm pleasing to Him. I want to be pleasing to Him. I want to bless Him. I want to glorify the name of Jesus Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, as today now, we are looking at this. This can be an ongoing daily meditation, that to know Him more deeply and intimately. Now, so therefore I put the title, Determine That I May Know Him. Now, there are other scriptures that are very related to this. For instance, Philippians 2, 9 to 10. Therefore, because He, Jesus Christ, stooped so low, God has highly exalted Him and has freely bestowed on Him the name that is above every name. The name of Jesus Christ is above every name. The name of Jesus Christ is above every name. That in the name of Jesus Christ, every knee must bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. That in the name of Jesus Christ, every knee must bow. It will happen, because God has written it down and it is done. It will happen. But in the name of Jesus Christ, we can command evil spirit to get out. We can command diseases to go. We don't care what it is. Spirit of cancer, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, this growth shrink now, in the name of Jesus Christ. This growth shrinks now. Now, when the congregation praying like this, the growth shrinks, sisters and brothers. It shrinks. People get healed. That's why if you need anything to need prayer or something, get to the Grace of Life, and then somebody will contact you, and they have a discussion to see what exactly the situation. They'll counsel you, because remember, if you are given the devil a foothold, he may be whacking, because there are consequences. What we sow, we will reap. So they have to get to that first and say, look, sister, if there's unforgiveness, please, willing to forgive. Yesterday, I had to minister to one sister. This sister is from China. And then, when I saw her, so broken, face has no color, the face. For years, she's been under the tormenting issues, marital problems. And I said, let's leave all that first. Then I did washing of the water by the word. I told her to close her eyes and go back to the point, and to see when the man supposed to have deceived her at that time. So look at that man. Look at that point. Now, can you see this man deceiving you? Yes. Yes, Pastor. Can you feel the pain of all this? Yes. Now, Jesus tells you to forgive him. Forgive. Forgive. Doesn't matter anymore. Because the husband of your soul is Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the one giving you peace right now. And He is commanding you, after He has died and rose again and suffered for you, He is telling your soul, telling you, my child, you must forgive. Now you forgive Him by my power. Are you willing to forgive, sister? Yes, Pastor, I'm willing. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast out the spirit of unforgiveness out of the sister. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out. And telling the sister now, it's over. Let it go. Because you have something so powerful. The Son of the Living God is in you. The Son of the Living God is in you. So brothers and sisters, today, immediately after that, she began lighting up. And we started doing the breath of God. The breath of God. And she started doing the breath of God. Her countenance changed. And her face became, bright. complete circulation taking place. Joy. And the other sisters were there, they recognized it because they were helping her for so long. They know how broken she was. She's then they see it's over. She's joyful. Therefore, brothers and sisters, that name is above all names. Now in Colossians 2, 6 to 10. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. So walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Rooted and built up in Him. As you have received Jesus Christ the Lord, walk in Him. It's Colossians 2, 6 to 10. Now, brothers and sisters, please take your Bibles. Take your Bibles, any Bible, any denomination. It doesn't matter. Take your Bibles, please. Look at the scripture. Colossians 2, 6 to 10. Built up in Him and established in the faith. 8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit according to the tradition of men. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit according to the tradition of men. Let no one cheat you through philosophy and empty and deceitfulness through the traditions of men according to the basic principles of the world and not according to Christ. Brothers and sisters, read that scripture again in your Bible. Do not be cheated by deceitful people having traditions of men and telling you to follow the basic principles of the world, not according to Christ. For in Him, in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. All the fullness of the Godhead, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Christ, all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Him. 10. And you are complete in Him. What an assurance. Brothers and sisters, so Colossians number verse 2, chapter 2, verse 10. You are complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power. Now you have to meditate on this. You are complete, my brother and sister. If you do not get this deep rooted in your heart, you will find yourself suffering with all kinds of fear and confusion and being shaken left, right and center. Every time somebody tells you some story and some lies about some way of worshipping, some religious way of doing, some traditions of men, you'll follow that. Because Jesus is saying, the Bible is saying, read your Bibles, it will be there. You're complete in Him. You don't need anything else. You don't need another way of worshipping. You don't need some this way and that way and traditions of men. Don't go and do that. You are complete in Him. What we need to do, we need to go back to Philippians 3:10 and be determined in our purpose that I may know Him deeply and intimately more and more. And I may know the power outflowing from His resurrection. Resurrection power. I want to know more and more the resurrection power and how it exists over all believers and how I can use the power, resurrection power and set captives free. Set myself free daily. Set myself, any issue coming, trying to catch me, I can get out because I got resurrection power of Jesus Christ. I'm complete in Jesus Christ. I am complete. You are complete in Jesus Christ. Don't have to do anything this way and that way, brothers and sisters. Let's start today. Purpose in our heart, determined purpose is to progressively know more and more deeply and intimately the husband of our souls. Amen.